सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
जान 35-39 चैप्टर
संजय उवाच एतच्छ्रुत्वा वचनं केशवस्य कृताञ्जलिर्वेपमानकिरीटि नमस्कृत्वा भूय एवाह कृष्णं सगद्गतं भीत प्रणम्य संजय उवाच एतच्छ्रुत्वा वचनं केशवस्य कृताञ्जलिर्वेपमानकिरीटि नमस्कृत्वा भूय एवाह कृष्णं सगद्गतं भीत प्रणम्य। अर्जुन उवाच स्थाने ऋषिकेश तव प्रतीत्या जगत्प्रहृष्यत्यनुरज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्गाः। अर्जुन उवाच स्थाने ऋषिकेश तव प्रकीर्त्या जगत्प्रहृष्यत्यनुरज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो द्रवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्गाः। कस्माश्च तेन न मे रन्महात्मन् गरीयते ब्रह्मणोऽप्याधिकत्रे अनन्तदेवेश जगन्निवास त्वमक्षरं सदसत्तत्परं य कस्माशतेन न मेरं महात्मन् गरीयते ब्रह्मणोऽप्याधिकत्रे अनन्तदेवेश जगन्निवास त्वमक्षरं सदसत्तत्परं य त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानम् वेतासि वेद्यं च परं च धाम त्वया ततं विश्वमनन्तरूप त्वमादिदेवः पुरुषः पुराणः त्वमस्य विश्वस्य परं निधानम् वेतासि वेद्यं च परं च धाम त्वया ततं विश्वमनन्तरूप वायुर्यमोऽग्निर्वरुणाः शशाङ्कः प्रजापतित्वं प्रपितामहश्च नमो नमस्तेषु सहस्रकृत्व पुनश्च भूयोऽपि नमो नमस्ते वायुर्यमोऽग्निर्वरुणश्शशाङ्कः प्रजापतित्वं प्रपितामहश्च नमो नमस्तेषु सहस्रकृत्व पुनश्च भूयोऽपि नमो नमस्ते।
Drona, Bhishma and Jayadratha and Karna as also other heroic warriors already slain by me. Me here means the Kala. Kala means the law of karma. You kill, you simply kill in the battlefield. Being a Kshatriya, be not distressed, O fight, you shall conquer the enemies in battle. Now this is this in detail that as you go deeper into your mind, across the realms of various time zones, you are able to see the past and future. And Sri Krishna, identifying with the totality, now says, as per the karma of all these people, they are dead. Remember, this law says you get what you deserve from what you desire. They were given ample chances to correct themselves, to put in the right, to choose the right choice. But they chose to get to this. This is by their own karma. So Vedanta says you are punished or rewarded not for your actions but by your actions. So once a person understands this, you will understand that if I hurt somebody willfully, if I have that intention to hurt somebody, I am actually hurting myself. I am not hurting them. Because what goes around comes around. So Jesus Christ, that's why he said, when he was being crucified, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they are doing. Know not means what? They know very well what they are doing. They want to hurt Jesus Christ. So when he says they know not, what do they know not? They know not that they are actually hurting themselves, harming themselves. Therefore they are doing this. And Duryodhana also did it. Because he didn't know the karma is going to come back. So as per the karma, they are all dead. Since you are not, you do not have the access to the future, you don't know. But since I have the access to the future, I am telling you, as per their karma, they are done. You simply be an instrument in the hands of totality. The whole thing that always Vedanta is trying to project only this, that please understand, this is a big drama going. In this drama, you have a certain role to play. Same thing Shakespeare said. All the world is a stage. All men and women are mere players. They have their exits and their entrances. So it's a big drama going on in which you have a certain role to play. Why don't you just play the role removing the Kartrutva? Why bring in your Kartrutva? That's all he's saying. So fight and conquer the enemies in the battle.
Sanjaya Uvacha, Sanjaya Uvacha, Etat Shrutva Vachanam Keshavasya, Etat Shrutva Vachanam Keshavasya, Kritanjalil Vepa Manakiriti, Kritanjalil Vepa Manakiriti, Namaskritva Bhuya Evaha Krishnam, Namaskritva Bhuya Evaha Krishnam, Sagatgatam Bhita Bhita Pranamya, Sagatgatam Bhita Bhita Pranamya, Sanjaya Uvacha, Etat Shrutva Vachanam Keshavasya, Kritanjalil Vepa Manakiriti, Namaskritva Bhuya Evaha Krishnam, Sagatgatam Bhita Bhita Pranamya,
Sanjaya Uvacha. Now very interesting that Sage Vyasa, who codified the entire Gita, now brings in Sanjaya. Though it's Arjuna speaking, it is being reported by Sanjaya to King Dhritarashtra. So Sanjaya is speaking to Dhritarashtra saying, having heard the speech of Keshava, Sri Krishna, the crowned one means Arjuna, the man with so much accomplishment, whose generally when you accomplish more, arrogance comes. Actually it shouldn't, but it does come. We tend to arrogate all the accomplishments to ourselves. That's the crux of the chapter 10. The chapter 10 is called as Vibhuti Yoga. All glories are glories of the Lord. So many people have contributed. And things get done through you with the contribution of so many people. And yet when accomplishments happen, you claim to yourself, you allocate it to yourself. So the crowned one Arjuna, Kiriti, a man of accomplishment, man of lot of victory, saluting with joint palms. Are you sure we didn't do this verse?
I think we did.
Yeah. It's okay, that's fine. Yeah. Joint palms. So this namaskar that we say is very unique in our tradition. In our culture, we do not look at any being as just a mass of flesh and bone. Nobody is to be looked down upon as just a mere body. The sin is when you look down upon somebody as a body, as just a body. If you understand what our culture is trying to say, it's divinity that is expressing through this mass of flesh. So when you see somebody, you cross the barrier of the body and cross the barrier of the pranic body, you cross the barrier of the mind body, the intellect body, the vasana body, and then you see the atma, the pure consciousness, and then you bow down to that atma, bringing your palms together, you bow down to that atma, saying the atma in me, the atma in you is the same, and I salute to that atma. And the opposite, the other person also reciprocates the same thing. This is the meaning. So with joint palms, Arjuna is bowing down. The one with kiriti who stands like this is now bowing down. When knowledge hits your head should bow down. So the sign of knowledge is humility. Vidya and Vinaya should go together. If Vidya and Vinaya doesn't go together, then what you have is not Vidya, it's only information. So that is why in the 18th verse of chapter 5, Sri Krishna, when he talked about a Brahmana, he said, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmana. A Brahmana, one who is educated, learned. What is the sign of learning? Vidya should have Vinaya. So he says, Kiriti is saluting with joint palms, bowing, overwhelmed with the fear. Fear in the sense, the contrast. Now when you go to the Himalayas, a huge mountain is standing in front of you. Even if you are 6 inch tall, in front of Himalayas you are just like some small Lilliputian. So that, having seen the relative insignificance, you have that devotional attitude. That's what he signifies here. And he says, spoke again to Sri Krishna in choked voice. See, reminding Dhritarashtra, Sri Krishna has already told Arjuna, these guys are finished. Oh Dhritarashtra, if you really understand, if there is some sense in your head, you would now interfere. You know, send a emergency message. What's up? To Duryodhan, stop the fight, man. You are going to be finished. Stop it. But he doesn't understand. He says this fear spoke again to Krishna in choked voice. See, what is the difference between success and excellence?
Excellence
is
the way of having done. The way of...
What is that way?
Process.
What is that?
Excellence of the person.
What did you say?
The approach, the attitude.
Attitude. Then, simply understand it. Today's action becomes tomorrow's result. Today's seed will become the flower of the fruit tomorrow. Isn't it? So the action that you execute today will become success or failure, depends on what you did. If you did right action, success. Wrong action, failure. But the same thing when it mixes with the right attitude, then it will become excellence. That's all. Excellence is right action plus attitude. Right attitude. Success is only right action. So there is head and heart coming together. Now that is why in the end 18th chapter says, Vyasa says, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Pato Damodara. There is not only Pata who can focus and concentrate, and in him there is Sri Krishna, there is devotion. When the head and heart comes together and it expresses through the hand, there's a beautiful combination of three H. Head, heart and hand. That person cannot be defeated. So that's what he's highlighting here. In the first chapter, Arjuna said, take my chariot and place it in between both your knees. Now the same fellow is saying here, bowing down, tremendous surrender. Even though he surrendered in verse number 7 of chapter 2, his surrender is becoming more and more deeper now. Which means what? The ego is gone this time. Remember, I quoted this before. In that movie, The Legend of Bhagavan, the coach, the golf coach, who's called as Bhagavan. Bhagavan, when you say it fast, it is nothing but Bhagavan. And the student there is called Arjuna. The golfer is Arjuna. Arjuna is none other than Arjuna. Okay. There, the legend of Bhagavan. Your husband plays golf. Please ask him to see. He might have seen it already. Bhaga, B-A-G-G-E-R. I think W-A-N-C or B-A-N-C. Legend of Bhagavan.
It's really popular, I remember.
It's an amazing movie. You must watch it. If you want, we'll watch it together and we'll interpret it. It's an amazing movie. See, in that movie, he says, there is a perfect shot waiting to be played outside. All you need to do is get yourself away from the way. If you get this, you get this. He said, there's a perfect shot. You understand golf, right? There's a ball. All you need to do is just swing it in the right direction, having set yourself in the right direction, focus. But you want to hit it, because you want to finish sooner. If you are supposed to put the ball in the hole in 5, you finish it in 4 or 3, you score better, you know. The ego comes in. So he said, there's a perfect shot waiting to be played by you. All you need to do is get yourself out of the way. When you will come in, Bhagavan will leave it to you. When you remove yourself, then Bhagavan will execute.
So the you being referred to is the ego.
Ego, yes. So that is what is being melted here in Arjuna. Now, Arjuna is slowly stepping aside and allowing Sri Krishna to do it. Sri Krishna means the totality. This is what is called as Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means when you dissolve your ego, Bhagavan will function through you, will sing through you. You understand? But now, you do not want to allow Bhagavan to function. You want to. When I will come in, he says, okay, you want to do it, chalo, karo. So the obstacle is the ego. Now that ego is removed through devotion. You know? Devotion is nothing but removal of ego. The more...
Guruji, would that be devotion of faith? Because it's to have that kind of complete...
Faith that is supported by knowledge. The result of the knowledge. You understand who is behind this whole planet revolving around without touching each other. The distance from sun has to be maintained properly. All this has to be done. Who is doing it? Even in your system, who's maintaining the circulatory order and everything? How the whole thing functions? Little bit dust goes into your nose, immediately you sneeze. How the whole thing functions?
Law of nature.
Exactly. So when you understand that, you automatically get into that surrendering mode and you say, hey, let me do what I have to do as a part. You know, that's called faith. Faith doesn't mean that somebody is to do. You're part of the system.
Something beyond yourself.
Exactly.
A current body, mind, etc.
Absolutely. And you surrender to that?
You have that kind of faith to be able to just believe. Because we're all trying to take control, right? Of our lives, of what we think.
See, you will only have to write your exam. Sri Krishna is not going to come and regulate them. But you understand that there is a system. You know, supposing you start getting into doubts, if I write, supposing the paper only get lost, or my paper goes to some agitated examiner, just leave it to the court. Just do your part. No, that knowledge comes, that as a result of the knowledge, the faith comes, devotion. Otherwise, it's just blind faith, blind faith. That is not devotion. So, bowing overwhelmed with fear, fear, bhakti. Fear doesn't mean you are scared. The relative level said, my God, I have unnecessarily been talking too much about myself. No, you see somebody who knows so much and you keep quiet. No, that fear is talking about. Spoke again to Sri Krishna and choked was. Choked with devotion. Choked doesn't mean he is emotional. It's not realization of the self.
No.
Yeah.
Realization of the self.
Yes.
Of the
thought
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So
moving
from wrong, not wrong really, but moving from ego to
blessing. You know, many times what happens is, you talk too much. And the other person is just keeping quiet. And suddenly in some situation you see that he is actually the one who wrote the book on which you are giving a lecture. Okay? Suppose he didn't talk about it, let's say. And when you come to know, how will you feel? You will see, what a silly thing I have been doing. It's exactly the thing.
Awed by him.
Exactly. See the beauty. The Lord who actually conducts this whole universe is saying, I will be a charioteer. Quietly be present in the world. Okay. And a small role, the fellow who plays a small role has been talking too much in the first chapter. Now he realizes that fear comes. This is the director. He's the director. I'm only a small role playing now. So more and more when knowledge goes in, your presence will not be known. Your presence will not be known. The more the ego, you will be making your presence known. Like Swami says, he read a book long time, many years ago. The book was called The Hero of Myself. Somebody gave him the book, so he just went through the book. He said, after reading 2-3 pages, he said, it's not worth reading. And I would suggest the title should be changed. What is that? It should not be Hero of Myself. It should be the I that saw the hero. The only thing is I saw this, I went there, I went here, you know, I. So the more the ego, the lesser the output. The lesser the ego, the greater the. So here, Arjuna's head was only ready. Now Arjuna's heart is also ready. It is impossible to stop him.
Is there a fine line between being dumb and being humble?
There is no fine line. I think there is a lot of big, thick lines between being dumb and humble.
I think
it's
almost opposite.
Yeah. When we are saying that humility comes with when you understand that you are insignificant, you're quiet, you know, listening to people or something. You're not dumb. So you're not taking part because you're dumb.
I would feel that he would expose himself. When you become aware of your ignorance, you keep quiet. To that extent, you are knowledgeable, you are not dumb. See, when I'm in a conclave of doctors.
Krishna
would keep
quiet and listen to everyone's thoughts. But he knows it all.
Yeah, that is because of wisdom and knowing that there's no point talking to these fellows because none of them are open. That is about a wise person. Now,
would the rest of them feel that they are the family?
See, in other words, what you are saying is,
is it possible that a humble person can be misunderstood as a dumb person? Obviously, it will be misunderstood by dumb people.
Dumb people will misunderstand. But wise person is there. Little bit wisdom is this person. See, actually, I'm not saying this out of frustration or anything. Swamiji in his lectures keep on saying this. He says, I'm saying this for the last 60 years. Nobody is really interested. Really interested. It's just a tamasha going. In the sense, you see, some effort everybody is making. And to some extent, you get involved. But you are not really interested. If you understood that you have third stage cancer, okay, and you are with a doctor who is specialist, oncologist, best guy, you will just listen to him. Nobody really understand their situation like that. None of us really understand it like that.
But after Google even they,
they're
all doctors.
I'm saying, they don't understand, really. Sometimes it's very serious. Like for example, somebody says, one of his very, very close devotees, you know, I think lady, she was diagnosed with tuberculosis many, many years ago. And tuberculosis can be cured. So the doctor had given her the medication for a certain period, 1 year or so, 9 months. The doctor had told, you know, you must continue this and finish it. You should not stop it in between. You may feel well after 6 months, but no, you have to. Swamiji, the devotee who had made sure that Swamiji should be there and the doctor is there. And Swamiji also said to all his relatives and everybody, make sure, keep on following up, you know. Till there was a time when she would have stopped, but Swamiji interfered. He said, no, it's not easy. We don't understand the... See, like a doctor sees it, you know, he sees. We don't see it. Get it? So in life, I'm just telling you, in life, when you understand it, your whole approach to Gita, anything will be different.
So, we've all had doctors and teachers who we have faith in, who've imbibed that faith from us. And those you can follow and trust with discipline. But not every guru that comes in your path has been able to imbibe that much confidence that you follow, where you're only doing your bit and you're leaving the rest to them. We've all had those experiences, whether it's with a doctor or...
There's a question. 3 weeks ago, Savana asked. Whole class hours we spent on the question, because only Savana was there and then slowly two other people had come. The question was the kind of how to select a guru. She didn't say that, she said the same thing. The gist of it, what I said that day was this. You become a Shishya. Don't follow any personality blindly. You are not supposed to follow any personality plan. But you become a Shishya. I am talking about becoming a Shishya. I am not talking about selecting a Guru. You are saying a Guru should induce confidence in you. No. That is 1 minute, let me finish. That is this. If he is not inducing confidence in you, then that is his problem. Are you with me? That he is answerable. He is supposed to live. Shrotriya Brahma Nishtha. He should also be educated and living. But if he is not, he or she is not, that is their problem. Now, you become a guru. What did we study in the 34th verse of chapter 4? Tadviddhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. You, when you become a shishya, the guru will come to you. So, the point that I am trying to drive home here is, you understand that you are stuck in ignorance and you want to get out. Do you understand that? this fellow is not interested in conversing me, that lady is not interested. Baba, go baad mein baat karenge. Pehla, do you understand that I am having cancer third stage? Do you understand that? Are you really in that level now? Understanding, we started off the lecture, if you remember in the beginning, Shoka comes because of Moha. Moha comes because of Raga. Raga comes because of Avidya, Ajnana, ignorance of the self. So as long as there is ignorance of the self, there will be Raga. As long as there is Raga, there will be Moha. Raga means desire, like this, attachment. You understand it like this. Raga means attachment. As long as there is Raga, there will be Moha. And as long as there is Moha, there will be suffering. So, first of all, do I understand that I am suffering, and for my suffering, the cause is not my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, my children, my society, my neighborhood, nobody. It is my rag. And I need to remove the rag by removing the ignorance. For that, I need to gain the knowledge. Do you understand that? Do you want to get out of the suffering? Do you seriously want to get out of the suffering? If you seriously want to get out of the suffering, will you go to the doctor's appointment late? Will you do that with the Gita class? There is no personal here, okay? When I am sitting here, I am talking differently. Otherwise I am a different person. I have to give importance to the Vyasa Peeth. Will you go late to the doctor? Half an hour late? 15 minutes late? But it can happen sometimes. That is different. But it cannot happen every time. Otherwise I am a fool. You know, you don't understand. It can happen. On a crazy day it can happen. We don't understand the seriousness. That's all I am trying to say. So Swamiji, I have heard even so many masters, so many, they say, yeah. Just, we are still trying with all objectivity to see how it can be passed on. If you really understand, my suffering is due to my raga. I have to get rid of my raga through knowledge. Because knowledge only will deal with the ignorance. That importance that you will attach will be completely different. Are you with me? So what I am trying to say is, first become Shishya. And Arjuna became Shishya in the 7th verse of chapter 2. But he is becoming more and more of a Shishya now. Even after that, devotion keeps on increasing. So, the point is, Shivani, forget about people, gurus, everybody you forget. You become Shishya. Sri Krishna says, when you become a Shishya, Guru will come to you. In whichever form he will come, he or she will come. Or book will come, something will come, you will get it.
Can you define Shishya for us again?
Just now I told you, Shishya means one who is interested in seeking. Not curious to hear. Curious to hear is different. Seeking. I want to get out of this predicament. I am serious. Do I understand that I am in a predicament? Why would I want to get out? If I don't think I am tied, but I want to be liberated. Till then the words moksha is at the past. Moksha, moksha, Baba, moksha, but don't talk about moksha. Do you understand that you are tight? That you are in samsara? Do you understand? Till then, you do not want to get out. That's why Ramakrishna Paramahansa gives this beautiful example. He says, if I will push somebody's head into water surface, what will he do? He will do anything possible, including drowning me, to get himself out. You don't feel that. That's the problem. Now, the day you feel that, you don't need Lakshmi Narayan, you don't need anybody. Let me honestly tell you. You don't need anybody. You will find your way to get out. You will not say this fellow is not instilling confidence in me, that lady is not influencing confidence in me. You care a damn about it. I want to get out, man. I care a damn about whether these people instill confidence in me. What the language will use. I have to get out. I don't bother. I'm having the third stage cancer. I have to get out of it. I will find, I will Google. I will go to somebody's house. I will, you will do it. You will do it. I have to get out. Is what you will be. This is what I'm saying. You know, I think today is what day?
14.
I am asking this because I thought probably today is actual Guru Purnima. Guru Purnima is actually meaning. So it's good that you ask about Guru during Guru Purnima time. The point is this, that's all the true Guru is trying to tell, all the scriptures are trying to say this. Understand your predicament. If you want to get out, you will get. That's a siksha. One who desires to seek liberation. I want to liberate. That is the issue. I want to understand. The most important quality of a shishya is what? Recognizing one's ignorance. You remember they keep quoting Josh Billing, the trouble with most folks is not so much their knowledge, but then the trouble with most folks is not so much their ignorance, but their knowing so many things which are knowing. I know. So the problem is I know. The problem is not I don't know. So the quality of a shishya is I don't know. The day you become aware, you will start becoming a shishya. See, that is why I pointed out to you. Arjuna asked, can I see the form? But quickly he said, if you think I'm qualified. So, a true question would be, more than whether or not the fellow is qualified to be a guru, I will ask myself, am I qualified to be a teacher? You believe me, the day that question starts coming in our mind, it's a different thing. A totally different thing. That's why sometimes when people approach me to start a class, I keep on giving excuses. Keep on giving excuses in the sense, especially Gita. Why? Because Gita has 701 verses. Supposing I do Upanishad, let's say, Isa Vacha Upanishad, 18 verses, that's all. You know, it's a commitment of few months, maybe. Even if you go deeper, it's few months. But a Gita is a commitment for many years, especially by meeting once a week. It's not easy. So I keep on giving some excuse or the other, unless really the bhav is there. You know?
In but some of the...
Huh? You should be in the middle of the class, but... keep on trying, they will come back. What's the hurry? What I am trying to say is, tell them, okay, something, they will come back, you know. Then you start. Who said no? Akshat also, Sri Krishna did not teach. What is the hurry? They will find somebody else. There are so many people. Why should I have the substance for? Honestly, I'm telling you, it's not possible for one person to be everywhere. You know, there are other institutes also doing this, right? Diamond Saraswati Swamiji's disciple is here teaching, and Chidananda Ashram is here. They are doing so much work. So the idea is this: when you get to 18th chapter, you will see last May, when Sri Krishna concludes, he says, "Do not teach this knowledge to a person who does not ask." Who doesn't ask. And do not teach that fellow who asks, but asks wrongly. Bhav is important. It's not because they are yours if they want your surrender. If your door is not open, how can they send something inside? You know, that's what it means. All it means. Nothing else. So, to answer the Shivani's question is, Siksha Shiksha is one who is interested in learning because he or she has become aware of one's ignorance, a predicament, and wants to get up. Not interested in anything else. Not interested in blaming anybody. Want to just correct oneself. If you remember to understand this, I always said that Vedanta is a scavenger. What does a scavenger do? Forms removing dirt. So you will become, when you are a shiksha, you will go on removing dirt from within. No time to complain about anybody. So who is a shiksha? One who has stopped complaining. Who wants to just see the dirt here? Here you will mark another sin. With that own conscience look within. Control the more voracious will. Not for a breakfast nation. So that's why I'm saying, in the beginning, fine, you might have to go to quite a lot of people. But wherever you think is something that is helping you, there you must surrender, whosoever it is. And learn, surrender not to the personality, to the knowledge. You surrender to the personality, that is the problem. Then you are getting stuck with the problem. So, having heard that speech of Keshava, the crowned one trembling, saluted and with joint palms, bowing, overwhelmed with fear, spoke again to Krishna and then choked voice. Next verse. Arjuna uvacha, Arjuna uvacha, tane hrishikesha tava prakirtya, tane hrishikesha tava prakirtya, jagat prahrishyatya prajyate cha, jagat prahrishyatya prajyate cha, rakshamsi bhitani dishodhavanti, rakshamsi bhitani dishodhavanti, sarve namasyanti cha siddha sanghaha, sarve namasyanti अर्जुन उवाच ताने ऋषिकेश तव प्रकीर्त्या जगत् प्रहृष्यत्यनुरज्यते च रक्षांसि भीतानि दिशो भवन्ति सर्वे नमस्यन्ति च सिद्धसङ्गाः अर्जुन उवाच अर्जुन सेड नाउ ऋषिकेश rightly the world is delighted and rejoices in your praise. Rishikesha is referred to Shri Krishna, the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha. Rightly, the world is delighted and rejoices in your praise, praising the totality. But Rakshasas flee. Who are Rakshasas?
Evil means? Your desires.
When you follow the lower propensity, tamasic and middle desires, worldly desires at the end of itself, one who follows the path of desires, one who lives his life only to fulfill the desires.
What are the sense to this world for?
What are the
sense to this world for?
You find out?
I don't know.
So, that's what Vedanta says. No. Vedanta says, find out. What is that? When you are chasing a desire, what are you asking for? What are you asking for? The object or happiness?
The object. We think we are chasing happiness, but
that's
the object.
Through the object, basically what are you chasing?
The object makes happiness.
That's different, Abhiji. That's different. I'm saying, what are you actually chasing the object for?
Happiness.
Right? So therefore, you have to, when you chase, keep your eyes open and see. This may help you. Yek experience both. Thus experience nature. Jab tak up, you are not opening your eyes, infinite experience also is not enough. But if you keep your eyes open and contact one experience, we've discussed this many times, if you remember, happiness, is it here? Is it coming from here? You see. Then you will see the way of fulfilling desires is not the way to happiness. Till then you will know. So therefore, what are you saying to this world for? To find that happiness. In fact, nobody said to you, I know you are using a word. I must have going along with you, but tomorrow don't question me. God did not send you to find happiness. God has better things to do. He has not sent you, He has not sent you. I am cooperating with the way
she asked. What are we here for?
Exactly. What are we here for? To exhaust your vasana and realize the truth. In a technical word. But to find that inner happiness. Till then you will not rest content. Till then you will not rest content. You will keep on going and hitting. All the Vedanta says this. Chalo, now you are running after something. Whatever it is. Keep your eyes open and contact. Then you will see, is it there? Then you understand, chasing the desire and fulfilling it per se is not going to give me happiness. The happiness is inside. So I have to shift my direction inward. So when you restrain, control and direct your desires towards higher, you become divine. When you don't do that and go along with the desire, you become a rakshas. So he says, the rakshasas flee in terror in all directions and all the hosts of siddhas perfected ones bow. Who is a siddha? One who has control over his senses. Please understand. So siddha means one who has got success over his own personality. See, that is why the qualification to see divinity within is to gain control over yourself. When you say Swami, who is a Swami? Who is a Swami? One who has control over oneself. One who has control over oneself.
Master of his own self.
Exactly. Master of his own self. That is a Swami. But what are the paraphernalia with which we measure a Swami?
These
external things. It doesn't matter. Now I may have just one begging bowl, but I may not have any control over it. I may still have a possessiveness over it. Then I won't be a Swami. But I can have a huge big canvas. Even me. But I have no possessiveness. Perfect control over it. I am a Swami. So siddhas, the perfected ones who have perfected their senses. You know, in front of Ganeshji, there is a small rat looking up to Ganeshji. Because in front of the rat, there is a plate of modak, laddu. And rat is the most greedy animal. It just wants to devour. And it is looking up to Ganesha. What it means is, do I have a permission? Siddha. Then you are a Siddha. Swamiji says when he was doing sadhana day in Chinmaya Mission. In Chinmaya Mission, like in our ashram also you get up at 4 o'clock. But you are served a cup of tea at 5:45 and then breakfast at 8:30. But in Chinmaya Mission apparently around 6 o'clock or so they give you a cup of tea and then direct lunch at 12. No breakfast. I don't know what now, those days. Boy. You are really hungry and you sit down and the plate is kept in front of you and the food is being served. As the food is being served, 15th chapter of the Gita, 20 verses you are supposed to chant. You understand? That shows if you are perfected or not. And one stop, you are not running faster. It has to be done in the proper meter. That shows how much control you have. So a person who is able to control his desire from running outside and directs it towards the self within is called Siddha. Perfected one.
The other fellow is one who has left it in the hands of desire. Like morning you take the dog for a walk, but you don't know whether you are taking the dog for a walk or the dog is taking you for a walk. Because the dog is running faster, you are running behind the dog. The dog should run where you want to go, right? But you are going behind the dog, so it's like that. One who runs behind that desire is rakshas. One who directs the desire towards the higher goal is a siddha. So he's saying, the siddhas are all bowing down. The rakshas are all fleeing. What is he saying? What are you understanding from this? Because karma has, therefore they get scared. Prahlada, when he was there, Narasimha, Lord Narasimha just tore his father apart. His hands were full of blood. Prahlada's picture is there. Many of us have seen. He goes and sits on the lap of Narasimha. No fear. Siddhas have no fear. But the selfish fellows have all the fear. Fear comes out of ignorance, out of selfishness, out of destructive nature. When you have otherness, fear comes. When you have oneness, no fear. When you have selfishness, destructive nature, you are scared. When you have constructive nature, when you are a giver, no fear. See, you are a person who is anyway service minded. Okay? So for you, the chair is only a mode through which you serve. If the chair is taken away, you still continue to serve. Are you with me? So he is not scared of losing the chair. But the fellow who is really not service minded and gets attached to the chair, he is afraid of losing the chair. So fear comes due to attachment, due to ignorance, due to selfishness, due to destructive nature, due to otherness. When this is not there, no fear. So the rakshas are fleeing. Siddhas are bowing down. They are seeing. People get terrified when there is an earthquake. Siddhas understand there is a law of karma functioning. But that doesn't mean you go to the family which has lost somebody and say, last karma. You understand you are a part of it. As a part, you do your bit. There is no terrifying. Some people ask me, is there God suddenly in the tsunami, earthquake? No. Every day there are same number of people dying. It's just that it's happening scattered in many places. When it happens in one place, you become aware. This is because you are God. If you only little bit stand apart and observe, you will understand every day there are so many people dying. It's just that in some place, lot of people die. Don't you wait? Because that's because you are God. You know, the exits and entrances has to be managed. Whoever is doing it, how beautifully they are doing it. He or she, or we, whatever. So when you understand that, you bow down to law of karma. You do not have any fear. Then you say, whatever is the prasad you are giving, I accept. Whatever is the prasad, I accept. Recollect the verse, what did Sri Krishna say when he talked about Siddha Pragna? Yes, sarvatra, one who is everywhere,
but without attachment. Anamis Neha. Yes, Sarvatra Anamis Neha, Tatta Pravya. Whatever comes on its own. Shubha, Ashubha.
Udabha.
Na Abhi Nandati. Doesn't get excited. Na Dveshti. Doesn't resist.
Tatya Prajna Pratishtha.
He is a man of protection. Siddha. So who is a Siddha? Thy will be done, not my will be done. He bows down. But the rakshas are all my will be done. Therefore they flee. Siddhas don't flee. So therefore what he is trying to say here is this. Understand and direct your senses towards the higher.
Let the purpose to your sense contact. That's all it means.
Let the purpose to your sense. Life is not just to merely live to fulfill the sense propensity. There is nothing wrong in sense contact per se. But life should not be just be gravitating towards sense intelligence. Isn't it? So Rakshasas, therefore, life is that. Just acquisition and charm. Acquisition and charm. Kanchana Kamini. Says Bhajagopini. That's all they are interested in. Nothing else. So he says, the Rakshasas flee, the Siddhas are all praying. Next. Kasma chatenana meran mahatman. Kasma chatenana meran mahatman. Gariyate brahmano pyadikatre. Gariyate brahmano pyadikatre. Ananta devesha jagannivasa. Ananta devesha jagannivasa. Tomaksharam sadasattat paramya. Tomaksharam sadasattat paramya. Kasma chatenana meran mahatman. Gariyate brahmano pyadikatre. Ananta devesha jagannivasa. Tomaksharam sadasattat paramya. And why not they bow to you, O exalted self, greatest, the primal cause even of Brahma. We studied about Brahma Loka and all that, no? Brahmaji also has an end. Brahmaji himself doesn't know Brahman. Brahmaji also doesn't know Brahman. O infinite being, O Lord of gods, devas, O abode of the universe. Why abode of the universe? What is the abode of dream? Sacred mind. So what is the abode of the whole world? Brahman. From Brahman, the whole world has come. So the abode of Brahman is, sorry, the abode of world is?
Brahman.
So he says, you are the abode. You are the imperishable. The being and the non-being. The sat and the asat. The non-living things merely exist. The living beings go through waking, dream and deep sleep. In waking and dream, they are conscious. In deep sleep, they are in bliss. So Satchit Ananda, Sat and Asat. That which is supreme. You are that. See, now Arjuna is saying, he has seen that experience, he has received that experience. So he is saying, nothing else really matters. The problem is to sustain it. Sometimes the trouble comes to you, you understand this temporarily. But when you get out of the trouble, it doesn't sustain. But a seeker is one, again Jivani, one who is able to sustain that. 24-7, 360 days. My priority is to get there. I have nothing to do with this. Just a drama I'm doing. My priority is to get there. A complete paradigm shift.
So as a seeker, you would Would questioning
also mean lack of meditation?
You should let it leave what's not in your hands to your guru.
How to come to know what is not in your hands? Questioning. By questioning you will come to know. When you question you will see, okay, this is something which is not in my control. If this is not something that is in my control, remember the serenity prayer. What do we say? Oh God, give me the courage to accept that I cannot change. Give me the strength to change what I can change. Give me the wisdom to know the difference. So by questioning, by using your upper floor, you know whether this is something which is under my control or not. So you should never drop your questioning. Questioning doesn't mean how dare you talk like this. That is not that kind of questioning. Questioning means why you say this? How do you say this? In what place would I understand that? That is called questioning. That of course you should. That with the pranipartena pariprashnena. Prashna you should never do. But with humility. Beautiful. So, the question is here. All that Arjuna is trying to say here is, there's a paradigm shift in him. But it's only temporary. Otherwise you would have realized this self. You understand? But it's there. He's here. He says, really nothing matters. You are everything. You are the supreme. You are the abode. You are to be reached. Nothing else. Now my priority is, I am ready to just function as an instrument. That's all he's saying. So the primal cause, the explanations are given in the book, which we have done many times, but not going into the details of it. You please go through that. If you still have a question on that, you can ask. The primal cause, the causeless cause. Primal cause means causeless cause.
A cause that doesn't have a cause. Your father had a father. Your father had a father, had a father, had a father, had a father. So the first father must not have had a father. That father is me.
Okay. That is called
primal cause. Causeless cause.
And then infinite being. Which means infinite being means what?
Not a being means a form.
Form has a beginning and an end. Isn't it? So when you say infinite being means what?
No form.
Formless essence. Then devas, the god, the devesha, the lord of gods, even he is supreme to the devas, the celestial being in heaven. Then he is the abode of the universe, the Brahman. He is perishable. Everything in this universe perishes. That which doesn't perish is Brahman. Sat and Asat, the supreme reality is the Sat and Asat. Functions through the non-living things and living things. And then the manifest and the unmanifest. Tat Param, that is supreme. Meaning what? That alone is the highest. All this is a tamasha. Next verse. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranaha. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranaha. Tvamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam. Tvamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam. Vetasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dhamma. Vetasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dhamma. Tvayatatam Vishwamananta Rupa. Tvayatatam Vishwamananta Rupa. Tvamadi Deva Purusha Puranaha. Tvamasya Vishwasya Param Nidhanam. Vetasi Vedyam Cha Param Cha Dhamma. Tvayatatam Vishwamananta Rupa. Here is the cost of repeating. He says, no, you get into bhakti, you repeat. There are bhakti practices where just the nama is repeated, nothing else. This is a beautiful bhajan, they sing like this. Anandoham, 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 ananda, anandoham, anandoham. Goes up. But you lose yourself in that. The ego melts. The cost of repeating goes on and on. Because you see, he doesn't know what to do. Because everything that I see is you. So what do I do? So you say, you are the primal god, the ancient Purusha. Why ancient Purusha? Before this Purusha came, that Purusha is there. You are that ancient Purusha. Remember the story, what story? Mirabai story. When Mirabai went to a sage, and the sage said, I don't meet ladies. Through his disciples, he said, I don't meet women. I am a brahmachari. She sent back a word saying, when did your guru become Purusha? I said, there is only one Purusha, that is Krishna. he came running. That is what is the ancient Purusha, one Purusha. So for that one Purusha, you are all Stri. Bhakta becomes a Stri. Serving that Purusha, that sense, that Bhakti Bhav. Then Paramvidha, again Supreme Abode, everything subsides there. Everything finally subsides in space. And space itself subsides in Brahman. Brahman is the ultimate abode in that sense. You are the knower. The knower in you, what knows everything, is the Atma. And you are that which is to be known. I am interested in knowing many things. Basically speaking, what is to be known is that you are the supreme goal. Ultimately, I have to get there. Nothing else matters. The rest of the verses will see next week. Om Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vishishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. मनसेन्द्रियैर्वा बुद्ध्यात्मना वा प्रकृतेष्वभावात् करोमि अद्य सकलं परस्मै नारायणायेति समर्पयामि.